Okay, Yudalef Amid Beis, 11b3 or 69 from the end of the page. Yudalef Amid Beis. Tanur Rabban, Rabban al Dugmar, still talking about the leap years and the leap months and all that. So it says, Tanur Rabban, Mabra Sashonim Ela BeYehuda. The only place you can make a leap year is in Yehuda, because that's where the holiest region of Eretz Yisrael was. Vim Ivra BeGalil, thank you. What happens if they made the Bezdin sat in Galil and made the leap year? Heyed Ish Einay, this prominent person of Hananya Shaini. Im Ibra BeGalil, if they made it a leap year in Galil, Einam Mubedis, it's not considered a leap year. It has to be in the era of Yehuda, not anywhere else. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reid Rav Shimon ben Pazi, my time the Hananya Shaynei." What's the reason of Hananya Ishaynei that he says only in Yehuda, not in Galil or anywhere else?
What's the difference?
The different regions of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, that's the Gemara says, like, what's the reason? So the Gemara says, "Amar Kra the Shichnei Sidra Shuvasa Shama." To his dwelling place, meaning Hashem's dwelling place, is where you should go and seek him out. So it says, Tidrishu, kol drisha tasha ata deirish. Anything you want to investigate in Taira can only be b'shichnei shemakim in the place of Hashem's dwelling. Meaning, Yerushalayim was in the area, the region of Yehuda. So the Gemara learned off in the Pasuk, l'shichnei sidrishu, to Hashem's home, should you investigate, meaning, any investigations, i.e., make a leap year, a leap month, or whatever it is in Torah, has to be only in the Shichna in Yehuda, in Yerushalayim, in that region.
When
the Sanhedrin sat, or the Bezdin sat in Yerushalayim until they were in Galus. Before the Churban Beit Sheni, the Beis Hamikdash, I mean the Bezdin, the Gemara says the big Bezdin went into 10 Galiyos. They went into ten different places of Golus. And the last place, they were in Usha, and they were in, the last place they were, the Rambam writes, was in Tveria. That was the last place the big Bezdin of 71 sat. And then the Rambam writes, when Mashiach comes, the Bezdin is going to start in Tveria, and then go to Yerushalayim.
So Tveria is considered Golus, with regard to Bezdin?
No, I mean from out of the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah, that's what
like this. The big Sedrin, Bezdin of 71 was in Lishchas Hagodes in the Beis Hamikdash. Then they went exiled throughout Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lartz.
Okay.
Then it says Tanur Rabban Lert. A Ma'abenes Hashana Ela B'Yoyim. In order to make a leap year, Bezdin must do it during the day. They can't do it at night. V'im Ivra B'Layla. And if they made a leap year, Bezdin, for whatever reason, sat at night and made the leap year, ain't a mubedis. And also, they mikachin as a chedish alibiyim. Also, Bezdin, when they proclaim Rosh Chedish, it has to be only during the day. Not only that, vim kitshu balayla, ain't a mukudish. If they did it at night, it's not good. Which by this explains the reason why on Rosh Chedish, if you forget Yalav Yovi in the Shmanasri at Ma'ariv, you don't repeat. Rosh Chodesh, at night, you don't repeat. Chol HaMoed, yes. Rosh Chodesh, not. It says in Halacha, why? Because the Gemara says, Kiddush HaChodesh, proclaiming Rosh Chodesh, can only be done during the day. So by Ma'ariv, if you didn't say Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't matter, because in the Bezda never did it at night anyway.
Logic says otherwise. You see, the Re'ir is at night. Why don't you do it there?
Second Ma'ariv?
It doesn't matter.
And during the day when you declare, half of the day is over already.
It depends what time you daven shachris.
Oh,
and you mean when Bezdin? No, they did it early in the morning usually. So the Gemara says, Amar Ababa Maikra, where do we learn this out from? Like, well, L'cheira, what difference does it make day and night? Why can't Bezdin do it at night?
At night is better.
No, L'cheira, you think about it. Like you said, if the witnesses come at night and see the moon, and they come right away to Bezdin,
night,
so yes. Why can't Bezdin do it right away at night? And then the next day starts in the beginning of the day. So the Gemara said, we learn that from a pasuk. It says, we say in, if it's in Tilim, we say it in the Yom. Tikku b'chei the shefer, blow the shefer at the moon's, when the moon, the chedesh is new. B'kes the Yom chagein, when the moon is covered on the chag. This is what the pasuk says. Tikku b'chei the shefer. This speaks about Rosh Hashanah, yeah? Mm-hmm. You should blow the shofar Bachedesh, when the moon is new. When? Bakesel Yom Chagenu. The time the moon is hidden on the Chag. So the Gemara says, Eiz a Chag Shachedesh Miskasebei, which Yom Tif is the moon barely visible? The only one is Rosh Hashanah. Yeah,
covered.
When is the moon covered? Is that, oh, covered. You won't see it. Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is when the moon is born. That's why until the, a few days after Rosh Chodesh, you don't see the moon. You never see the moon on Rosh Chodesh. So the Pasuk says, when should you blow Shofar? Then the Pasuk continues, Chayk li Yisrael hu, this is a decree for Yiyin, Mishpat alekei Yaakov, a judgment for the house of Yaakov. Now, so the Gemara says, you see from this Pasuk, the Torah is likening Rosh Chodesh to judgment. Because in the same Pasuk, it speaks about the Chodesh, right, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, and that it's Mishpat. So Gemara says, Ma Mishpat B'yayim, just say court cases have to be during the day, because it says, B'yayim Hanchile Yezbonov, by court case of inheritance, the Pasuk says, B'yayim Hanchile Yezbonov, on the day that he'll give over the Yerusha. So the Gemara says, Av Kiddush HaChedesh B'yom, Kiddush HaChedesh has to be during the day. Okay? Now, the Gemara basically is saying, it's a kosov. There's no logic to it. The Gemara's not saying it's a logical thing. Okay? The other thing the Gemara said was logical. You have to do it in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's the holy place. You know, Yerushalayim, so you have to do it there. Here it's basically exerts a cost. The Torah says, even though logically Lucheru would be better to do it at night, but the Torah says it has to be during the day. Because we liken Bezdin proclaiming Rosh Chodesh to judgment. By judgment, the Pasuk says clearly, B'yayim Hanchila Yezbonov, the day that will give over the inheritance. So from here we learn out that Kiddush HaChodesh has to be by there.
Bezdin, they don't do any decision at night? Bezdin, they do any decision at night?
No, in fact, even in, nowadays is different. If you look in halacha, for instance, it says in halacha, you don't write a get at night. It says you don't write, you don't make bezin doesn't rule at night. In capital punishments, for sure, bezin has to rule during the day. Today, already things change because today. They're afraid if you don't give a get at night, the government just might run away and not give a get. So today it's called an emergency. Shaset chak. And halacha says, shaset chak, you can give a get at night. It means the different things. Today, court cases, because they're accepted, the people accept them for whatever happens, so they do it at night too. But normally in Torah, the things, judgment of Bezin has to be during the day.
Okay, it has to be that night is the time of sin?
No. Okay, Tanu Rabban, Rabbanan learned. Eim Avinus Hashana B'Shnei Oven. You don't make a leap year in years of hunger. Why not? Because the new grain, we learned, is not edible until Pesach, until the Eimer. Yeah, right? Yeah. Now, because there's so minimal amount of crop, if you make a leap year, people won't have what to eat until Pesach, and it's a month later. So the Gemara says, Pashit out of Rachmonis, so to speak. And the Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk, but you know, you don't make a leap year where people are going to have less food to eat because they can't eat any crop until the Pesach, until the Eimer. So here's another month extending when there's no food to eat. Tanya, we learned in a price of this.
I think this is the first time I see flexibility is exercising life
no.
circumstances.
No. The whole concept of leap year is totally up to Bezdin.
No, I'm not talking about leap year.
No, this is what Gemara's talking about. That's what Gemara's saying.
We have before.
Not only that, Taita says the Hefsid Merubah, if there's a loss of money, then the you know, you rely on more lenient opinions. There's a lot of things like that in Taita. Tanya Rabbi, I mean, we learned in the Brice like this. Rabbi said, the Pasuk says like this, V'ishba mi Baal Shlisha, a guy called from Baal Shlisha, was the name of a city, V'yav Elisha Likim, and he came to the Navi of Hashem, well, he says at the bottom was Elisha, he brought Lechem Bikurim, Esrim Lechem. He brought the Bikurim, the first fruits, 20 breads, of sa'edim, of barley. Okay? Now, so he says, what's the story? So he says like this. The earliest ripening of crops in Israel was in this place called Baal Shalisha. From all the places in Eretz Yisrael, Baal Shalisha, the Gemara says, the fact was this ripened the grains the first. And nevertheless, they only had bikurim from one kind. Because what did they bring? Lechem bikurim of sa'edim. They only brought, normally you bring bikurim from all the shiva saminim. Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, dates, pomegranates, you know, all that. So he says, Shema Temer Chitim. So maybe it means Chitim that always ripen after barley. Tamalem is sa'edim. It was barley, not wheat. Shema Temer Lefnei Eimer. Maybe he brought it before the Eimer was brought. Maybe he brought it earlier. Give it to the people to eat. Now, in order to eat it, the Eimer had to be brought already. Right? Yeah?
Yes.
That means, Lepoil, what happened was, they brought Bikurim of barley, which ripened earlier. So he says like this, Emer Ma'ata, Ruya Haisa Eisa Shanisha Tesaber. That year should have been a leap year. Because it was very, very early. Because the wheat didn't even ripen yet. That's why they only brought from barley. That means the pasuk is saying it was a really, really early year, like this year, really early. So therefore, it should have been a leap year. Why taka didn't Elisha make it a leap year? So we see because it was a hunger year. Everybody was running to the threshing floors to try to get food, so the only food they had to bring Bikurim was Sa'edim. Because if it would have been a leaper like it should have been, there would have been a lot more grain. It would have been wheat and a lot of other things. Then they could have brought Bikurim from all the other Minim.
So
this is a proof to what the other Brisa said. You don't make a leap year. Huh?
They go with one kind of food or the general? They do
no, usually you bring a bikurim from all the fruits.
You have to have all the grapes then bring it?
Yeah. So Taisus asks, oh God, which minion do you belong to? Belongs to the first minion.
You're all cold, Rabbi.
You are from Chicago. You are not from Chicago.
Just for the record, most of my life I did not live in Chicago.
New York is no better.
Most of my life I lived in L.A.
When you're younger, there your body.
I was younger, yeah. Tyson asks, how do you know it wasn't a leap year? Maybe he did make a leap year. So Tyson's answer is very simple. If it was a leap year, there would have definitely been more things besides barley.
The fact that there was hunger.
That's why he didn't make it a leap year. That's what the Gemara is proving. That's all. Okay, now the Gemara says another simple, interesting thing. Normally, what month is made into a leap year? Adar. And we'll see why. The Gemara is going to explain why. So the Gemara says, how early can you make that leap year? Can you do it before Rosh Hashanah, a half a year early? Can you already make a leap year or not? What's the case? Very simple. What happens, Bezdin realize, when we need to do it, Bezdin is not going to be there. The Nasi is not going to be around. He's going to be on a trip.
We had before.
No, we didn't have this before.
The Nasi was not there. They said we make it a leap
year. And the condition. But I'm saying, what happens though, if for whatever reason, the Bezdin is not going to be able, they know they're not going to be able to convene in Tevis or Shvat. So it says like this, a ma'abinin is Hashanah lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You cannot do it before Rosh Hashanah. Okay?
You mean you cannot declare it before Rosh Hashanah?
Right. No, you can't figure it out and you can't proclaim
it. Why? We should do that. Because the first of the year, we should do that. This is a good time to do that. Why shouldn't I accept?
He says, why not? because Jews have selective memory. And what's going to happen is, if they did it in Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, by the time Adar comes around, people forget it's a leap year. Don't forget, there were no calendars, there was no communication, there was, okay, Beis Din in Yerushalayim made, before the, in Elul, they said, okay, this coming year is going to be a leap year. Yeah? By the time Adar comes around, people are going to forget it was a leap year. Okay? They'll keep one Adar. Okay? And then they'll, and when it's really Pesach, they're going to be eating chametz. Because we have only 1 month instead of two, so Pesach is a month off. Yeah. And that month they have Pesach, and then they eat chametz. So before Rosh Hashanah is too early, this is what the Gemara says. Vim Ebra Eina Muberes. Not only that, if they did it, it's not a Shana Muberes. Avom Ipnei Hadchak. But what happens in the case of emergency? Like it says, you're not going to find judges. Or Rashi says two things. Either you're not going to find, the judges are going to be away for whatever reason, or they knew that the government, you know, the Romans made decrees whenever they wanted. If they were afraid, the Roman government would decree that the Beis Din cannot convene.
Now, is the case here that you can't make two Elul?
No. Can they, in Elul, make two others?
Oh. Why not two Elul?
Huh?
Why not?
Oh, the Gemara is going to ask that soon. The Gemara learns out from Megillah. The Gemara is going to say in a second. In Megillah Esther, it says Adar is the 12th month. It says Adar is the 12th month. Chedesh Shem Asur Chedesh Adar. When Haman made the decree, so the Megillah says Chedesh Shem Asur Chedesh Adar. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, so the Megillah says Adar is the 12th month. Well, I mean, if you make two Eluls or two Cheshvins, then Adar is the 13th month.
Always should be 12 months?
Adar has to be the 12th month. If you make another month, a leap month, leap year, you have two Cheshvins, right? Then Adar is not the 12th month, Adar is the 13th month. And the Torah says Adar needs to be the 12th month.
You have 2 12 months.
You have 2 12 months. No, there's a very big shaila in halacha. It's a big machlokes. Which is the main other? Mm-hmm. When you have a leap year, is it the first or the second? There's a big argument in halacha, in a lot of dinim. Yard site, birthdays. You know what I'm saying? Birthdays, yard sites. Huh?
Purim itself.
Yeah, Purim, though, the Gemara Taka asks in Megillah, should we make... like the first one or the second one. And the Gemara learns it has to be the one mismach geula legeula. You need Purim next to Pesach, so it has to be the second one. But not for instance for yard site al pidin. Somebody has a yard site in a regular other, and now it becomes a leap year. So the minute most poskim hold you do the first. It says you also birthday is the second because you need a complete year.
But Yartzeit,
you got to
do both?
Yartzeit, Dominicus, to do both.
The main one
is the first one.
11 months.
How about if the person will pass away in a leap year? Can you go by the month that
it if they died Adarishin, then when there's a leap year, it's Adarishin. Adarsheni. Yeah, but you can have two kids, very interesting. Two kids, 3 weeks apart, and the younger one becomes bar mitzvah before the older one.
Because one of them is leap year, one of them is normal.
One was Tevis.
One was born Adar Rishon and
one was born, let's say, Chaf Adarishon, and the second one is born the 10th of Adar Sheni. So he's 20 days younger, right? Because he was born Chaf Adarishon, he's born Yud Adar Sheni. He's 20 days older. Then the year they become bar mitzvah, there's only one other. So this one becomes bar mitzvah, yud other. The younger one becomes yud other. And the older one becomes bar mitzvah, chaf other.
Wow. When you have yard site, you do two yard sites.
We do both. And I know myself, I have yard site, gimel other. This year I keep both. The main, halachically, the main one is the first one. In fact, there's a big machlokes in Halacha about Moshe Rabbeinu's yard to Zayin Adar, the first or the second. The Rebbe proves that it's the first halachically.
So what do you do for the second one? You say Kaddish again? For
you say Kaddish, you do the whole thing if you can. Okay.
Does it make a difference if they are in Adar Rishon or Sheni?
What do you mean?
If there was a leap year.
No, if they passed away in a leap year, so then whatever they... If they pass away in the first Adar, then in a leap year, you do the first Adar, the second Adar, the second Adar. Okay, anyway. Tell Rabban Rabbanan learned. Ein ma'adnus ha'shana lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'im ibra einu mubedis. If they did, it's no good. Avom pnei achak, but what happens in case of emergency, like we said, either there won't be the Nasi, the guy Bezdin won't be there, the Romans won't let it. Ma'abnin eisa achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. They do a leap year right after Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So they convene right after Rosh Hashanah. Now, afopikain, a ma'abrin ela odr. They only make odr as the leap year. Not, remember we learned, why do you make a leap year? The Pesach should be in the spring, yeah? Mm. So, okay, if you make two cheshvins, or kislevs, so anyway, Pesach is going to be a month later. You don't do it. So it says why, so he said the reason why, because it says in the Megillah that, whatchamacallit, Chodesh Adar, Shnei Masur Chodesh Adar, right? Does it see, Taisus says, look in the third Taisus on the left. E ma'abrin ela adar. V'chol shara chadosh e ma'abrin. Taisus says, all the other months you don't do a leap year. Why? Because it says in the Megillah, Chodesh Shnei Masur Chodesh Adar, Adar is the 12th month, and if you make another month a leap year, v'ma'abin achas mishar chadoshim, then Adar is not the 12th, Adar will be the 13th. And the Torah says Adar has to be the 12th. So the Gemara says, Eini, it's not true. Now, the Gemara is going to go like this. A lot of times, they did this in Russia also, very interesting. The government censored all the letters. The government controlled the Jews. Yeah, the Babylonians or the in Babel, when the Yidden were in Babel, or in the Rome, or the communists in Russia. So when people write letters to each other, they would write it in codes.
Cryptic.
No, they write it in strange ways that the so government shouldn't understand. And the Chacham were smart enough to understand. In fact, I know in Russia when they used to write letters to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would answer back letters to Russia, it was a like the uncle was this per the Rebbe and this guy was a chassid, and there was a whole language that the government shouldn't understand. So it says like this: Vashalchol el Rava, the Chacham sent Rava the following message: Zugba Merakis v'tosin neshet. A pair was returning from Merakis, and an eagle captured it. Ubiyadam dvarim nasim belus, and in their hands with things made in loose. They said there was a couple coming back, a pair coming back from the city of Rakis, and an eagle captured it, okay? And they did things in loose. Yeah, so it says if you have the English, look at 19. The key to the code is follows. A pair refers to a pair of scholars. Rakis is the name of Tiberias, where the big Bezdin was. Eagle was chosen as a code word for Persian soldiers because Daniel, the Persian kingdom, is portrayed as having eagle wings. Okay? And Tchelis, okay? So they brought with them Tchelis. Because Luz was the city where they made Tchelis. So the Gemara says like this. They sent this code to Rava, that a pair, meaning two tamidei chachamim, were coming from Rakas, which is, Rakas refers to Tveria, and they brought with them Tchelis. Okay? Umay Ninu, what are these things that they brought? Tchelis. Okay, that's the Gemara defines. They brought Tchelis. And then the message continued. V'schus ha-rachmim u'v'schusim yotze b'sholom. In the merit of the merciful one, in their own merit, they left captivity in peace. Then he continued like this. V'amuse yerecha nachshin. And the officers who issued nachshin's loins, which nachshin refers to the Nasi, because he came from Shevet Yehuda, nachshin min aminadav. Bikshu lekvei nitziv echad, wished to appoint an officer, and the Edomite did not let him do so. The masters of assemblies gathered, and they appointed an officer descendant of Nachshon, in the month that Aaron HaKohen died. Okay? Basically what they're saying over here, that added an officer means they added a leap year. Hmm. When did they do it? In the month that Aaron died. Now it says in Chumash, when did Aaron die? In Av. So what do you see from this code message to Rava? That they made a leap year in Av. Our Bryce just said you can't do it before Rosh Hashanah. And if you did it before Rosh Hashanah, it's no good. Yet according to this cryptic message that Rava got, the guys were telling him they two things. They brought Tcheles from Tveria, which was made in Luz. And secondly, they added a new month, meaning they made a leap year in the month of Av.
This is signal, or the with code, they do with code, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the big deal about making a year Ibur?
Because we just said you're not allowed to do it before Rosh Hashanah.
No. I mean, why the Persians? Why would they care?
Yeah, why they going in?
Let me ask you a question. Why did communists care if the Jews kept Yiddishkeit or not? The Romans didn't. Why? They made decrees against learning Torah, against Bris Milah. Why? What do they care? Why do anti-Semites hate Jews? What do they care if Jews exist?
They're right now in San Francisco. They want to stop Bris.
Yeah, they're in Europe
San
also.
San Francisco again?
No, yeah, yeah.
They
want to do it against San Francisco, and they wanted to do it in Sweden and Germany, and there's a lot of fights going on.
Oh,
I didn't die. No, I didn't die. Every so often. Gays can do, but not Bris.
When we were talking about making Ibur before Hashanah and now Av, we're talking about the having enough, the decision to do it.
The decision was enough.
Decision.
Yeah. That enough to do it for the next.
No, the decision to do it on other, or the decision to do it on Av itself?
No. In Av, they met to say that Adar will make a leap year.
What's the problem?
Because the Mishnah Brisa just said you're not allowed to do it before Rosh Hashanah.
Why?
We said because people are going to forget. And then by the time Adar Pesach comes, they're going to be eating chametz.
Is it possible that Aaron is a code for Moshe? Moshe died as Adar? In the month that Moshe
It says died. The month Aaron died.
Aaron is a code for Moshe.
No, but Moshe didn't die in Av.
He died in Adar.
Why should Aaron be a code for Moshe?
Didn't Moshe say when to make it leap year that they have an
argument? No. No. He just says you make a leap year when you need it.
So in Shebal Peh there was no discussion of when?
In Tarshib Iksav there's no discussion. In Tarshib Al Peh there's a discussion.
So if they had
it. In Chumash it just says make a. You know what the whole source of leap year? Because it says two words, B'chedesh Aviv. The Pesach has to be in the spring. That's all.
No, but if he was, it was...
Torah Shebal Peh.
Yeah, if it was communicated that it should be in Adar, why are they arguing when it should be?
First of all, they're not arguing. Let me ask you another question. How do you have arguments in Allah, but didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say it one way?
I mean, this is a clear thing.
All halachas Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. Why is Bisham Beisilil arguing?
So yesterday morning, on Shabbos.
Yeah, we mentioned this yesterday morning by Tanya. Some people didn't come. Not only Tanya didn't come to davening either. No, they went. Okay, whatever. Let's not discuss it.
The halacha wasn't clear, so they had to argue. Or they forgot the halacha.
It's brought down, the Baal Shem Tov says, Meisha kibul teira misinai. Moshe received Torah in Sinai. Hashem Tov said Moshe stands for Machlekes Shammai Hillel. That the argument of Shammai and Hillel kibul Torah in Sinai was given to Moshe at Sinai. Okay, so the Gemara says no. The Gemara says we're going to learn that this code's different. Until now, the Gemara thought the code was to make a leap year, and they did it in Nov and so on. So he says no. Chashuvei Mechashve. The Gemara answers an interesting thing. We said before the reason why you can't make a leap year in Rosh Hashanah, or no, why Beis Din can't proclaim the leap year in Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah, because people are going to forget. So the Gemara is explaining now. The answer of the Gemara is like this: Beis Din could figure it out even before Rosh Hashanah. They didn't announce it until after Rosh Hashanah. Now, when the Brais, this is what the Gemara is interpreting the Brais. The Brais is saying you don't make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara thought it means you don't even figure it. So the Gemara said, but Rav is cold, so they figured it in Nov. So the Gemara says, you're right. Bezdin could figure it before. What's the reason why not? Because people are going to forget. So Bezdin themselves figured it out even before Rosh Hashanah, if they had to. But they didn't announce until after Rosh Hashanah.
What's the benefit in deciding?
Because they obviously couldn't do it before.
They couldn't do it after.
Right, they couldn't do it in the proper time.
There might be a benefit in announcing it when Rosh Hashanah, everybody's gathered, I don't know, everybody goes to shul, no?
People forget. People forget. Bottom line.
They didn't have iPhones.
They didn't have calendars, they didn't have anything. There was no, people were in the boondocks, you know, what did they know? Okay, Sigmar says, my mashma, Sigmar answers like this, Chashuvim mechashve. They did figure out before Rosh Hashanah. Ve'galui lei megalit, they didn't reveal it until after Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, my mashma, the Gemara is analyzing the code. He said, Nitziv, they added a officer. Mm-hmm. The Gemara said, that means a leap. How did the Gemara figure out that adding a Nitziv, an officer, means a leap year? Adding a month. So Gemara says, my mashmadai Nitziv lishan the Yahu. From where did they figure out that the word adding a Nitziv, and not a delegate, really, Nitziv is really a delegate. How did they know it meant a leap year? So he says, Nitziv, because the Pasuk says like this. Ushleima Shneimasin Nitzav Mal Yikol Yisrael. Shleima Melech had 12 officers appointed over the Yidden. V'chil Kukul as a Melech to collect, he did it to collect taxes from them. And they provided food for the king and his household for 1 month per year. So it says he appointed 12 delegates, each one for a month. So you see that a delegate is connected to the month. So the Gemara said, "Vaksiv," but I'll show you. Another verse says, "Nitziv echad Hashem ba'aretz." One officer was pointed over the land, and it doesn't say 12. Maybe it means a whole year or whatever. How do you know? So it says like this: Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachum both and two answers. Chad Amar over there means memun al kulam, that one officer was in charge of all 12. Meaning, so it's again connected to month. The Chad Amar connected Chodesh Iber. The additional guy that he added was for a leap year.
13?
Yeah. You know, it says even in not only in Kabbalah and Chassidus, but it's brought down in Svarim, the 12 months correspond with the 12 Shvatim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Levi, though. Because Levi is not counted in the Shvatim. But when there's a leap year, it corresponds with Levi.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says in Svarim. The leap year is Levi. But
from Tishrei, or is, I mean, which one is Reuben? Which one is Shem?
Nissen. Yeah. Jews don't. Again, the only thing the Gemara said before, the only thing the Jews deal with solar is for the Tkufa, for the seasons.
Okay.
We learned last time, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, the Jews don't have years. In fact, it's a whole mission above Metzia. Again, business dealings based on language. If a guy says, I'm renting you a house, make it very simple, $12 for the year. So the guy says, I'm renting you a house for $12 per year.
What is this house?
And, up in the hills. And then it happened to be a leap year. So who pays the extra month?
Nobody.
So then the din is, the guy said $12 a year.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not monthly. Mm-hmm. What happens if he says, I'll rent a house $1 a month?
Yes.
Then it has to pay 13. Then what happens, and this is simple, obvious, that's obvious. Then what happens though if the guy says both? He says, I'm renting you $1 a month, $12 for the year. Or he says the opposite. I'm renting it $12 for the year, $1 a month. It's a machlekes in the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, it's Rav and Shmuel. I didn't see it for a long time. I think it's Rav and Shmuel. That you go by first thing he said or by the last thing he said. Tofes Lashon Rishon or Tofes Lashon Achron. If the guy first said $12 a year, a dollar a month, so if you go by the first thing he said, then it's $12 for the year. If you go by the second thing he said, then it's a dollar a month. So
$13.
No, there's a lot of dinim about this, the leap year, how it works.
Interesting. Huh? Also interesting, the problem. Oh, interesting. Interested was the same problem.
Interest?
Yeah.
Jews are not allowed to take interest.
Don't do the interest.
Jews don't take interest.
From goyim.
Oh, from goyim, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah.
To 13 months get a leap year?
They rip them off. As much as possible.
Legally.
You're not allowed to steal from a goyim. Contrary to Jewish belief, it's biblically forbidden to steal from a goy.
But if they give...
If they make a mistake, I'll be done. You don't have to give it back.
So why not?
Why not? No, it says if you make a kiddush Hashem by giving it back, yeah. I'll be done. Tois akum. If a guy makes a mistake, I'll be done. It's you know, if you won't realize the mistake, you made a mistake. You go to a store, a goyish store, yeah? And the bottle is $10. Yeah. And by mistake, he gives it to you for $5.
So
you don't have to tell me under charge. By a Jewish, you would have to tell him.
Really? You don't have to say it? If it's
not by a goy. He gave it to you for $5. You didn't steal anything from him. He's giving it to you for $5.
Why not?
I say, if by giving it back, you'd make a Kiddush Hashem. But what happens if it's not his story? He's a worker in the story. He doesn't care what it is.
It's not applied today, huh? It's not right to use it today. Huh?
What today?
If you do it, it's not right. It's right
so don't do it.
Because you know,
I didn't tell you have to do it. I said you're allowed to keep it.
I bought some shirts once, some stuff from department store, and then they made a mistake, did not ring one of them. So I sent them the extra money, they credited my account. They didn't take it.
Was that a Kiddush
Hashem?
No.
I want to know who's foolish, him or them.
No, I don't say that.
That's the Shaila. Okay, Vaitan.
Rabbi, I heard that you have to give back.
I don't.
Regardless.
This is halacha, or this is something...
Halacha shuchnarach, tor sakum is
mutter. What if it's from a company and you don't know the owner is Jewish or not, or maybe partly Jewish or half Jewish, what happens?
So halachically, by the majority of owners. So it's assumed it's a guy.
This is same guy has ripped you off before.
Okay, let's not talk about cheating business. Let's learn Gemara. Tell the Rabban, learned.
This is depend yourself.
Em avinus hashana... Okay. It says, you can't do a leap year 1 year for the next year. In other words, let's say this year, Besdin sees that next year should be a leap year. So instead, we'll make this year a leap year.
Why?
Whatever they think. So you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it 3 years in a row. Okay? Because if you made 3 leap years in a row, Pesach will fall out in the summer. And the Torah says it has to be in the spring.
This year is 2 years, yeah? We have 2 years.
In a row? No.
We can't have 2 years?
No, the parallel, you do it. No, according to our calendar, it's 7 leap years in 19-year cycle. The Rambam says exactly, 1, 3, it's not even every other year. In a 19-year cycle that the calendar is based on, so there are 12 regular years and 7 leap years.
But they never...
Never 2 years in a row. Never.
So why does it say 3?
Because that's when they were doing it according to the Cheshbon. So the Gemara says you can't do it. Then we have a calendar. They didn't have a calendar.
So they could have actually made 2 years...
2 years in a row, they could do.
That'd be great.
Amar Rav Shimon said, Ma'itzeh Rabbi Kiva, the story of Rabbi Kiva, Sherechovich Beveis HaSudim, Rabbi Kiva, before he was ripped apart by the Romans, he was tortured to death, he was in prison. And he did 3 leap years in a row. So the Rabbi Shimon is asking, and the Tanakam says, you're not allowed to make 3 leap years in a row. And he said, but Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Yechoy, he said, but Rabbi Kiva did 3 years in a row. He says, what are you, crazy? He wasn't, didn't do it 3 years in a row. Bez din yoshev v'kova achas achas bizmano. They didn't make, in other words like this, Rabbi Kiva was dying. They knew the Romans were going to kill him, yeah? And Rabbi Kiva, there was nobody as great as Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva in prison, he say, with the Bez din, figured out the next 3 leap years. Oh. But not 3 leap years in a row. Rab Shimon thought that what it meant was, or Rab Shimon said that Rabbi Kiva made 3 leap years in a row. So he said, okay, because Rabbi Kiva, Shimon said they did 3 years in a row, and okay.
Rabbi Happy Kiva, he didn't know that it was going to be.
Oh, so 1 minute. And Mepharshim explained, we just learned you can't do it from 1 year to the next. So the Mepharshim answered what the Gemara means is that Rabbi Kiva figured out in prison the next 3 leap years. Okay? But the Beis Din didn't proclaim them until that year. In other words, they needed Rabbi Kiva to figure it out, because Rabbi Kiva was the expert in figuring it out.
What, without the Beis Din?
Right, he was the expert in it. Okay? But we just learned you can't make 1 leap year from 1 year to the next. You can't. So Rabbi Kiva figured out when the next 3 leap years should be, and the Beis Din that year proclaimed it as a leap year.
He was 120 years
old
at this point.
He was 120 years old, yeah. Well, he was right before he died. He died at 120. In fact, Taisa's before, just to show the greatness of Rabbi Kiva, when the Mishnah said the halacha was before, you can't make a leap year only in Yehuda, not in Golul, and because of the shit. Okay. So Taisa says, V'hod Rabbi Kiva Ibn Ashana Ben Ardoh, Nardoh was in Bavel, where Shmuel lived. Rabbi Kiva was much before. Yeah? So Taisa says, Rabbi Kiva made a leap year even in Nardoh. So he says, V'nardoh mechutz l'aretz. So how did Rabbi Kiva? So Taisa's answer is, Shani Rabbi Kiva Shleaniach Kameisi Be'eretz Yisrael. Nobody was as great as Rabbi Kiva in Eretz Yisrael. So even though he was in Chutz La'aretz, because he was the greatest, he did it.
He lived most of his life in Eretz Yisrael,
no? Yeah.
Did they kill him in Rome or in Israel?
No, killed him in Israel. There's a grave of Rabbi Kiva in Eretz Yisrael. No, the Romans controlled after Churban. Rabbi Kiva was the time of the Churban, right after the Churban. Rabbi Kiva was right after the Churban. That's when they walked by and they saw Yerushalayim destroyed and the fox walking out and that whole thing. That was
the second,
yeah.
It's nothing, no?
The first was in the time of the Navi of Mordechai.
What was he doing in Nardoh?
They went for business. Business, I mean, dealing with the governments.
It's a long distance.